Joining us now is Herman Cohen, who's a former Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs and a lecturer at Johns Hopkins University. He has traveled several times to Libya and has now traveled here to our studios. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We also have Mary Jane Deeb on the phone, who is a scholar at American University and who has written two books on Libya. Hello to you.
Hi.
Can I begin with the question here of what we really know about Libya's weapons arsenal? What do they have that they're throwing open to inspection?
Well, I don't think they had that much. What they're showing off right now are laboratories, research going on. I think the one thing that they really had going was the extension of their Scud missiles to greater range. I think this was their most active weapon of mass destruction. The rest was just labs and research, I think.
Yes, I would agree with that. And I think, you know, they had mustard gas, nerve gas things, and they were developing a method of enriching uranium, but it was not yet at the level where it could be turned into a weapon.
Well, how concerned was the United States really about those programs?
I think the United States and Europe were concerned that a country like Libya would be developing those weapons. So it is important that Libya decided not to produce any more of those weapons. So I think it is important politically, even more than militarily.
Mr. Cohen, I'd like to ask you this. What does Libya get out of this? We've heard of the possibility of the ending of sanctions by the United States, but what does that mean for Libya?
Well, Libya wants to come in from the cold. The suspending and lifting of UN sanctions meant there are no more economic constraints on Libya. They can trade with anyone and get all sorts of investments. But they want the legitimacy which comes with the lifting of U.S. sanctions. Plus, leader Gaddafi told me he wants U.S. technology. He wants the oil companies to come back. They've been saving all of these oil blocks for the U.S. companies, and they want U.S. agriculture and that sort of thing.
Mary Jane Deeb, were American oil companies eager to get into Libya?
Yes, of course. There is going to be eventually a shortage of oil, and Libya's oil, not only is it one of the best in terms of the purest and the sweeter, but it is also easily accessible to Europe and to the rest of the West. So it is important that the United States be there. The Europeans already control a large number of concessions, and there's no reason at all why the United States should not be in the region as well.
And just to mention a little bit of the history here, the United States has had poor relations with Libya since the 1980s, and they got even worse after the bombing of the Pan Am jetliner over Lockerbie, Scotland. Libya is now trying to clear up the aftermath of that. And I suppose the question for you two would be this. We're told that the negotiations with Libya began in March, about the same time as the war began in Iraq. Is there a connection between one and the other?
I would agree. It was very important that Libya saw itself as the next target after Iraq. And Gaddafi has always been pragmatic, and he realized that Libya could be next in line in terms of U.S. attack in the region.
I think it was also a second step in a process that had begun earlier, because remember, one of the conditions for lifting of sanctions was paying compensation to the families of the victims of the Lockerbie massacre. That was taken care of. An agreement was reached a few months before March. So this was the next step to normalization of relations. So I agree with Ms. Deeb, that the U.S. menace in Gaddafi's eyes was important. But I think more important was a long-term process of normalization.
President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair made very public announcements of this, announced it as a triumph. Are they making more of it than they should?
I think it wasn't that much of a big deal, because Gaddafi was already on the road to fulfilling all the conditions. But it was very timely to make a big announcement, because they wanted to demonstrate that Iraq is not the only issue out there and that we are peaceful in our intentions.
Is Libya really that much less dangerous than it was 15 years ago?
I think one has to ask the question, was it that dangerous 15 years ago? It may have been less dangerous than we thought.
But they were giving arms to the IRA and that sort of thing. They were pinpricking all over the place. So they are, in a sense, much less dangerous. We don't have to watch for them now.
Herman Cohen is a former Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. Mr. Cohen, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And Mary Jane Deeb is a scholar at American University and the author of two books on Libya. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you.